Howdy, folks, freelancers, consultants, whatever you call yourself. In fact, you know what? Leave me a message on Anchor and tell me what you refer to yourself as. Are you a freelancer, a consultant, a solopreneur, business owner? What do you call yourself? So today's question is something that I get asked quite often, and it's, how do I raise my rates? And this is definitely a loaded question, but there's really a simple answer here that I'm going to head and borrow from Nike. Just do it. Look, when I first started out freelancing and consulting and doing it in a way where I knew that I wasn't going back to work at a full-time job, people kept asking me and business mentors kept asking me, what's your rate? What do you charge? And as I gave them my honest answer, they were inevitably telling me, you need to charge more. You need to increase your rate, double it. These kind of things started to repeat on themselves over and over again. And my thick skull wouldn't let that absorb into my brain. Eventually it did. And I did. And I'm still here almost a decade later. Right? So you have to be able to think about your rate and your prices in a way that it's a tool for your business, right? You need to be profitable in order to add more and more value to your clients. You need to be able to sustain yourself through your revenue that's coming in, and that's your rate. So whether you are working on an hourly rate or you're under a value-based pricing model, your rate is always something that you should have a concern around. Now, the value for your services is always up high. And I know you can't see me, but I'm holding my hand above my head. And the value that your leads and prospects have for your services is right down here. And again, I'm holding my hand at shoulder height. It's your job as the expert, as the vendor, to close that gap, right? Now, if you want to raise your rates and you're busy, then that's always a good time to do that, right? If you have a full plate, then anytime you get a new project coming on, just ask for more, right? You don't really have too much to worry about since you already have the revenue coming in and you're busy anyway, right? So if they take you up on the offer, well, time to make some more room in the day for a new project, but that new project is at a higher rate and you know that the market can command it. If you have some bandwidth, meaning if you have some projects you're working on, but you have some availability, this is also a good opportunity to raise your rates on incoming projects or incoming leads. See if the market can support it, right? But I'm sure you're probably wondering how you can raise your rate with current clients. I mean, this is something that I get asked often a lot about inside of our Feast membership community. And I like to give a three-step process for this. First step is you want to give them notice and you want to explain why you're raising your rate, right? So as soon as you decide on the new rate, let your clients know about it, right? Secondly, you want to give them a date of when this change is going to happen, right? Don't just do it on the invoices that you're giving, but give them 3-6 months in advance, right? Especially if they are with you for a long time. Give them the alert that this thing is going to happen at this time, right? And you know, use a holiday, use the end of the year, use January 1, use the halfway mark in the year, you know, June 30th, whatever it is, but make sure that there's a date there where they know that at this point in time, you're raising your rate. And the third step is give them options, right? If they're a client of yours, you can say, look, I will raise my rates on January 1st. Right? I'm doing this because I need to be sustainable. I'm adding more and more value into the services that I'm providing to you. And if you want to jump on board on this, then January 1, I'll just continuously invoice you, but it will be under my new rate. However, I understand that, you know, money and resources may not be allocated for this. I will help you find somebody that can take care of what I do for you. And that's that, right? So you give them the option. You give them the out, right? Remember, they're a client of yours, right? You don't want to leave a bad taste in their mouth, right? But if you give them options, and maybe it's an option by way of, hey, look, the new rate is, you're adding more value into the new rate. If you want to even keep them at the old rate and reduce the scope of work, then give them that option, right? So they're your clients. It's a small world, right? Don't burn those bridges. So if you want to be profitable, sustainable, and have a successful business, you will have to raise rates at some time. So I hope some of these tips and tactics, and even maybe the script that I just read, or not even read, I just came off the top of my head, but the script that I just, you know, came up with will help you in order to raise your rates and live profitably. So until next time, it's your time to live in the feast.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.